Coming up, a policy limiting transgender athletes' participation in women's sports is approved by the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. And later, a jury returns a guilty verdict in the fatal stabbing of Devonna Walker. Plus, downtown Iowa City opens a temporary pop-up storefront. Welcome to the Tuesday, April 9th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. On Monday, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, or NAIA, announced a policy that limits the participation of transgender athletes in women's sports. The NAIA's Council of Presidents unanimously approved the policy, which says all athletes may participate in NAIA-sponsored male sports. However, for women's sports, athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have not begun hormone therapy may participate. A student who has begun hormone therapy cannot participate in interscholastic competition, but may participate in workouts, practices, and team activities. The NAIA said, quote, "With the exception of competitive cheer and competitive dance, the NAIA created separate categories for male and female participants. Each NAIA sport includes some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, providing competitive advantages for male student athletes. As a result, the NAIA policy for transgender student athletes applies to all sports except for competitive cheer and competitive dance, which are open to all students," end quote. The NAIA oversees about 83,000 athletes at schools across the country. The number of transgender high school and college athletes is unknown, but a 2019 study by the CDC estimated that of the 15.3 million public high school students in the U.S., about 275,000 are transgender. That's about 1.8%. At least 24 states have laws that prevent transgender women and girls from competing in specific women's or girls' sports competitions. Just last month, a federal lawsuit was filed against the NCAA by current and former college athletes who say their rights were violated because transgender athletes were allowed to compete in women's sports. Hours after the NAIA announced its policy, the NCAA released a statement saying that it will continue to promote Title IX and ensure fair competition for all student athletes in all of its championships. The NCAA has had a transgender athlete participation policy since 2010. In 2022, the policy was revised to follow the lead of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. On Monday, a Linn County jury convicted 38-year-old Shane Teslick of fatally stabbing 29-year-old Devonna Walker. Prosecutors say Teslick provoked Walker during an argument by calling her a racial slur. Then, Walker ran at him, punched him in the face twice, and Teslick armed himself with a kitchen knife and stabbed her on January 2, 2023. The jury deliberated for about 8 hours before finding Teslick guilty of voluntary manslaughter and the simple misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, epithets, slash threatening gesture. Voluntary manslaughter is a forcible felony. After the verdict, First Assistant Linn County Attorney Monica Slaughter told the Gazette, quote, "The jury sent a very clear message in this case, spewing a racial slur at Devonna and then killing her when she responded to that provocation is against the law. The amount of force Shane Teslick used was a disproportionate response to the threat she posed, and his actions were not justified," end quote. In a statement, the Walker family thanked the community for the, quote, "unwavering support during this incredibly difficult time," end quote. Teslick faces 10 years in prison. He will be required to pay $150,000 in restitution to Walker's estate or heirs. Sentencing is set for June 7th. Next, a temporary pop-up storefront has sprung up in downtown Iowa City. It's designated for entrepreneurs looking for a shot at brick-and-mortar retail. The pilot project is called In the Meantime and uses the storefront previously occupied by White Rabbit at 112 South Lynn Street. Iowa City Downtown District Executive Director Betsy Potter said in a news release, quote, "We continue to broadcast that retail sales in storefronts are still the primary way consumers shop. Lynn Street has long been a retail street where many beloved community businesses first started," end quote. The first In the Meantime event is April 24th. Willow and Stock is holding a spring floral bouquet workshop. Find links to all of the stories featured in this episode's description. Finally, let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today will be partly cloudy. Expect a high of 63 degrees and a low of 38 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy. Anticipate a high of 67 degrees and a low of 46 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Eastern Iowa news at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.